Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I want to read to you today from the prophet Hosea and talk to you about what God wants. Here we go. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. God says this: "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." In Hosea chapter 5, the prophet Hosea told us that God was not pleased with the sacrifices of Israel. And even though Israel came to God with sacrifices, they wouldn't find him. They would not find God because he withdrew himself from Israel. And he did so because their sacrifices were not sincere expressions of commitment to God. Their sacrifices were empty religious rituals. Now here in chapter 6 of Hosea, the prophet told Israel what God did want from them instead of empty sacrifices. He put it powerfully and eloquently: "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Again, that's Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. At this time, the people of Israel were still good at bringing sacrifices, but they had forsaken mercy, and they had abandoned mercy because they gave up the knowledge of God and God's truth. God wanted right hearts full of truth and mercy more than he wanted sacrifice. Now, this wasn't to say that sacrifice was unimportant to God. It was a valued part of the covenant that God made with Israel on Mount Sinai. Yet, compared to mercy and the knowledge of God, sacrifice is far less important. Now, Hosea didn't just speak the heart of a distant God in Old Testament times. As a faithful prophet, he revealed the same nature of God that was perfectly revealed in Jesus Christ. Did you know that Jesus twice quoted this passage of Hosea to the religious leaders of his day? He quoted this passage to them because they also missed the heart of God and focused on wrong things and superficial things. The first time Jesus quoted this passage is found in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. He sat down to dinner with many notorious sinners in an obvious attempt to reach out to those who were spiritually hungry and needy. When the Pharisees criticized him, Jesus answered, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice." You see, Jesus remembered the message of Hosea and he applied it to the situation at the moment. The second time Jesus quoted Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, is found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. The context was again criticism by the Pharisees, but this time they criticized the disciples of Jesus instead of Jesus himself. Jesus jumped to the defense of his disciples, and he told the Pharisees, "But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless." The Pharisees were hung up on traditional religious interpretations of the Sabbath, and Jesus emphasized the point that God cares more about how we treat others than he does about religious traditions or ceremonies. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus seemed to speak with the heart of Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. "Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift." That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. You see, the idea is consistent. It's great for you to come to church and participate in worship and bring your gifts to God. Yet, how you treat other people is even more important. Get things right with others before you come to God. It's too easy for us to think, "Hey, I get along with God just fine. It's all those people that I can't stand." If you aren't getting along with others, let the Holy Spirit do some serious soul searching in you. Are you fulfilling the command of Romans chapter 12, verse 18? It says, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." Now, sometimes it isn't possible. Even Jesus had enemies. But he treated even his enemies with the mercy that Hosea chapter 6, verse 6 speaks of. Hosea also told us that God values the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Israel brought animals for sacrifice, but they never brought themselves as a living sacrifice to God, as Romans chapter 12 says. They missed what God really wants, a deep, close relationship with Him, expressed by the phrase, the knowledge of God. Now, I suppose that many who read this find some way to do things for God that maybe other people don't do. Well, good for you, and God bless you. But are you doing something for God when He would rather you first get something right with another person? Are you doing something for God when He would rather you first draw closer to Him in the knowledge of God? Remember God's priorities and make them your priorities. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.